This is Tim Hamrich with California Ag Today. If you've ever had sturgeon, there's a good chance it came from a Northern California sturgeon farm. A conservation success story, sturgeon farming has been commercialized thanks to work started at UC Davis decades ago. Cooperative Extension Aquaculture Specialist Dr. Jackson Gross explains.
Sturgeon started off as a conservation story for California. Our Sacramento sturgeon, or Sacramento white sturgeon, over 30 years ago, they started looking at white sturgeon conservation here. Part of that was the aquaculture, the role of aquaculture, conservation aquaculture. And people understood that, you know, sturgeon in terms of caviar could also be of a high quality, which is also could provide food as well as income to an industry. And that started to what we have today is a sustainable sturgeon industry in the greater Sacramento area.
Sturgeon are raised both for their meat as well as for caviar. Some farms are also experimenting with integrating them into aquaponics systems. But before you rush out and start your sturgeon farm, you should know it takes about 7 years to raise a sturgeon for caviar. Also, they get really big.
Well, I'm 6'4", and I've been knocked down by some of these fish. So they certainly they'll be as big as me, and you know, probably outweigh me by 100 pounds.
This is Tim Hamrich with California Ag Today. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.